Well, good evening, everyone. This is Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting, and I always get a little bit excited, don't I, when I have something in the background going on as a little bit of support. This is Mo, Audio Mo, and I think, I don't know if I'm on the 14th, I think I've recorded probably every day in November, certainly at least most days. Yeah, after sort of a bit of a rant yesterday, that was my Audio Mo, all about the cyclists and blah, blah, blah. I had some comment from that, after that, I had some mad person trying to guide me around a hole that he was digging in the middle of the pavement and promptly crashed me into the wing mirror of his van. And I did say to him, can you let me take your arm, elbow, rather than you try to guide me? You're clearly a waterwork person, not a mobility instructor. That last bit I didn't say, but I was very much on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, as I say, November the 14th. Today I'm going to just do a little bit of... it was stuff I recorded from fireworks display, but there's aeroplanes going past and cars and big bangs and a bell from the Catholic Church opposite us, so I thought that'd be quite nice to share that, really. It's sort of a sped-up version, if you like, of sort of Bonfire Night, and it's about time I sort of aired it, really, before it really is too late. And just also to say that I'm using Boss Jock and the latest beta. Boss Jock, if you don't already know, is a brilliant application that you can just use on the fly to do what I'm doing now, basically, which is have music in the background and form basically a show on the fly, which literally, as I say, is what I'm doing now. It's Ed and Dave. I'm not even going to bother pronouncing your names, guys, surnames, I'm really sorry, but Ed and Dave are cool just as they are, and they're doing a really good job with this app. So I'm really happy with it, and the beta is giving us some extra little things, such as more carts, basically. So that's a good thing. So we're going to crack on in a minute with the fireworks display.
Thank you.
Well, I do hope you enjoyed listening to that. I'll tell you what, I am absolutely fascinated with sound. I don't know, particularly fireworks, because, you know, you when you're listening to them in that context, you know, without seeing them, without being part of a sort of a party, it always reminds me, I don't know, it makes me reflect. And maybe it's to do with November, you know, just the time of year that it is and remembrance and all that. But I just think, what if that was gunfire and explosions and stuff, and you were living in a neighbourhood where that was part of your everyday life and you never knew what was being fired at and stuff. It's, do you know, maybe you get it, maybe you don't, especially the far away stuff. And then, you know, there's loads of, and then there's some bigger sort of noises around it. And it really is quite, it has an awe for me, I have to say. But I love sounds like that, and I will be sharing more of my sounds, because I do have quite a lot of things that I've recorded with in-ear mics and things like that, and they will be coming up in future audios. But I just wanted to give you a little taster of that, and I do hope that you enjoyed it and that you appreciated the bigger, the biggest grand sounds to the smaller ripples almost of sound, where, you know, you'd feel like the air hardly moved. You know, but just amazing what our ears can pick up, and the dynamics of sound that we have to listen to. It really is a good thing. Just some shout outs, really. It's Andre, I know I mentioned him a lot, he's a good bloke. Andre Louis, Freaky Fwoof, kind of brought this again to my attention, and it's because of him that I've been seeking out my my library as well of sounds that I've recorded in some very dynamic sort of stereo. But I'll talk to him first before we sort of go on about that too much. But suffice it to say, he has prompted my and rekindled my interest in that. So I hope you enjoyed what we did there. And again, this is all possible thanks to Boss Jack. And do consider getting it, because it works really well with voiceover. And the guys, Ed and David, have done a really, really good job of that. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, and I'll speak to you again soon, and I hope you enjoy this audio-mo from me, Paul Hopkins, aka VI Podcasting. I'll speak to you soon.